Gary, I'm going to get to stock picks, so I leave you enough time to discuss those this evening. What would you be looking at?
Okay, so the stock pick, yeah, it's an offshore company. So I'm looking at Equinix. It's not a complicated company. It's quite a complicated company when you dig into it, but the story is pretty simple. So it's essentially a data center operator. It's actually structured as a REIT, which is quite nice. So they, you know, create the facilities, you know, for their clients, which are essentially Google, Amazon, Microsoft. All of them have are long-term clients. They create these data centers all over the world, and they're very specialist facilities. So it's kind of, we were looking for a REIT for our portfolio. We used to have American Tower Corp. We've kind of sold out of that, and we were looking for a replacement. And I've been watching, you know, Equinix for a long, long time, and it just hasn't given us an opportunity to get into it. It's been very, very robust. We've had a little bit of a wobble on their latest results. So we looked into it, and it was really, the results were very solid. So they've got very long-term leases on most of their products. So we've got this annuity income coming from the likes of, you know, Amazon, Apple, Google, all their big customers. Most of their leases, you know, only expire past 2035. So it's long-term leases that they have with these companies. So there's a huge amount of annuity income. Their revenue grows between 10 and 11% in dollar terms every year.
Wow.
Nice and stable. And they, you know, if you look at their, you know, what they're doing, so certainly North America, their operations are the size of the next 15 competitors added together. So they've got a huge moat just in terms of the size that they operate. The problem is in the results, everyone got a little bit nervy that there wasn't enough of a moat. And I think also with the tech sell-off that we're seeing, a lot of people trade this, even though it's a property REIT, they trade it like a tech stock because they know these are the company's customers. And what you've done is you've seen a huge pullback in the share price all the way perfectly to a nice inclined trend line. That's kind of where we've been buying it for clients at the moment. We're already up about 7% on it, but I think, you know, this is something that you can stick in a portfolio for 3 to 5 years. You're looking for very, very decent returns going forward.
Yeah, great. Interesting. Equinix. Rickers, how about you?
Sticking with local, ShopRite, first time in probably four and a half years that I'm actually looking at the company. You're talking about change in growth or income prospects. They're getting out of Nigeria. They are still a very dominant player in Africa. They're gaining market share in South Africa. If we have a resource rally, or at least a buoyant resource market that remains, that's going to be good for Africa and the consumer. And it's also going to allow them to pay off their debt far quicker than I would imagine.
Yeah.
And technically, they look good. In other words, so we're looking at a price target 180, 185.
Okay, fantastic. Rickus, Gary, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. Gary Boyson is from RandSwiss. Rickus Riedis is from PSG Wealth Santander. Alicia, we'll be back tomorrow to take more of your questions. Have a good night.